Construction begins this week on cycling routes and traffic calming measures in James Bay. The road safety upgrades include a combination of protected and painted bike lanes and traffic calming on Superior, Montreal, and Government streets. The $4.7 million project includes improved crossings at 15 intersections, 835 meters of road paving, a fast-charging EV station, and a new traffic signal at the intersection of Belleville and Menzies streets. One-way protected bike lanes will run along Superior Street between Montreal and Government streets. Advisory bike lanes, a shared-use road design that provides dedicated space for cyclists while supporting two-way vehicle traffic, will run along Government and Montreal streets. Victoria's first advisory bike lane was created on Humboldt Street. The design, with no center line and parked cars on both sides, is used in cities across Canada and internationally, according to the city's website. Motorists simply yield to one another and cyclists to pass safely. The dashed lines that form the painted bike lanes indicate that motorists can use this space to pass once they've checked for cyclists, says the website. We heard strong support from the public to improve transportation options and safety in James Bay, said Mayor Marianne Alto. This project will connect the neighborhood with the rest of the city's AAA, All Ages and Abilities, cycling network and result in a more welcoming and accessible environment for residents and visitors alike. In 2021, more than 1,300 residents participated in the design process to improve transportation for people walking, rolling and cycling. Funding for the project includes $49,000 from the ICBC Road Improvement Program, $320,000 from the province and $4.3 million from the Canada Community Building Fund. Data from Statistics Canada's 2021 census shows more people are using active transportation. Later this year, AAA cycling routes will also be built on Fort Street and Gorge Road. The city says all efforts will be made to minimize impacts to residents, businesses, commuters, visitors and special events, while maintaining safety for work crews and the public. Anyone traveling through the neighborhood is advised to allow extra time and to follow the direction of signs and work crews. For more information, visit victoria.ca/roadwork. L. Dixon at timescolonist.com.